Hello everyone, this is the This Ignition, I'm Tanushree, and I just wanted to make a mini episode to aid the transition into season two because there have been so many changes, some big, some small. The biggest one being that my previous co-host, Shima, has parted ways with this podcast to pursue her own version of joy. And if you've been following us on social media, you'll see that she mentioned seeking joy by feeding her soul through writing and poetry. When we first started this podcast, we were both in, I think, a really dark place, and we had a lot of long conversations. Shima and I have known each other for a lot of years, and so we were having a lot of long conversations at that time about how our conditioning, and a lot of it had to do with our desi conditioning, had led us to be in our current predicaments. And so that is how this podcast was born. And since then, you know, we've both grown and changed a lot, and it's just been an incredible experience, and I'm really grateful that we were able to do this amazing work together, and we're both able to walk away from this experience onto greater things. I'm here to stay, and as for me, I had an awakening of sorts as well, and I'd always known that I was interested in education and pedagogy in particular, but I thought that my interest in education was limited to academics, and I recently actually made a career switch, like last week, into teaching. So I'm teaching like design and math and art and physics, and just like English, anything that I can teach to anyone who wants to know anything. I'm teaching across a few different age groups right now, like kids and adults at the college level. So I'm just kind of all over the place, just trying to spread like everything that I can do, because the inception of this podcast helped me realize that my purpose here on earth is to lift and empower others using whatever facilities I have at my arsenal. I used to be a full-time mechanical engineer. Yes, I did the brown thing, and an industrial designer. I'm still freelancing as an engineer slash designer in the consumer product design world because I am an incorrigible nerd bag and I just can't give it up. But I'm primarily a teacher now. And essentially, you know, this podcast has just given me a new direction in life, and is part of why I realized that I am an educator first and foremost before I'm anything else. And science, engineering, art, math, etc., these are just tools that I want to use to educate and to enrich. I want to be there to provide people the platform that they need. So I hope that you stay with me on this journey. And it's very much a me effort now at this point because I'm hosting this by myself, but you're all here doing this thing with me. The episodes will change because they'll be more focused on people. It'll be more interview style. It'll also be less about the fact that DCs don't really talk about mental health conditions, which is very important to talk about, and I will definitely still be talking about that kind of stuff. But it's also about how just coming out of a DC home and having to deal with the world, we're often unprepared, and we grow up, you know, in two cultures, and we have to learn to negotiate and to balance between those two. And so sometimes we can get into destructive habits or develop certain illnesses, and we find our medicine in unsafe places or fall deeper into certain toxic habits and patterns of self-obsession and worrying about other people than doing their inventory when we really just need to be doing our own inventories. And what I realize is that all these crazy things we go through with our culture, all the things that we have suffered through as a people or individually, all the shame and the hurt and the discrimination, just everything that we go through are bad experiences, sure, but they don't have to be limited to that. What I realize is that they're actually a part of our education. And I don't like to see myself as a victim of these things that have happened to me, and I don't think anyone really wants to see themselves that way. So we need to challenge and question and interrogate these resentments that we have, that we all seem to have. There are some resentments that we all have in common, and then we can learn to understand them and to let them go. And I think the way to do that is a holistic education approach. It's something that I'm implementing in the classroom, in engineering and in design. It's also something I realize that needs to be implemented for our emotional education. You know, when we talk about the human condition, there's all these buzzwords like birth and growing and death. There's a few words that we have somehow lost touch with, like aspiration or emotionality or conflict. And these are the things that I think in the fight for survival, it's part of the human condition to lose sight of those things. It's not just the Desi condition. But as for the Desi condition, I think there's something about the starkness of real life. When plunged into the world, it's like a blinding light. You know, sometimes we can't help ourselves and we fall to these vices, but hopefully we also try to stand up again and dissect everything in our history. So part of this more holistic approach to emotional education is also just about making this podcast more of a people's podcast, you know? I mean, I look at traditional school pedagogy and I realize that the thing it's missing, among many things, is relatability and a people-centered focus. Because with the episodes I recorded with Chima last season, they tend to approach mental health issues from a historical or a sociological point of view, or just from our opinions, which are all great to have and very important. But I just feel like as an educator, now that I've noticed a gap in the academic world, I notice it also in the emotional education world. So it's become important for me to try and fill that gap as an educator and as a podcaster. And so the structure of this podcast will look a little different, and I really want you to reach out to me if you feel like you have a story you need to share that is going to impact the way that we process the Desi condition, that will teach us something new, or even if it's something that you feel like other people can relate to. You know, I think we can all learn something from each other. What I aim to do is make this a little more raw, a little less filtered, and I just let people's stories be what they need to be, you know. And even if these interviews veer away from the Desi condition, which they might because they're real people and their stories, the thesis of the episode will relate back to the Desi condition. Anyway, so I hope that you stick around for this journey. Another update, other than this snazzy music, which is totally my new crush, is there's a new website coming out. There will be sources to any information I research for an episode, along with blog posts and a page for people to submit written pieces or artwork if they'd like to be featured on the website. There'll also be links to mental health organizations and resources because, let's face it, mental health situation in this country and in the Desi sphere could use all the help it can get. Anyways, new episodes are coming out on October 2nd. I really hope you tune in. I think that you're gonna really like these changes. And in the meantime, follow me at The Desi Condition on Facebook and Instagram, or feel free to email me any episode ideas, anything you'd like to hear about. If you have a story you'd like to tell, I would love to have you on the show. You can reach out at thedesicondition@gmail.com. And I'll talk to you guys soon.